I mean, it's just more emphasis, I think. I think it was kind of taught the same way. There's nothing different. It's just having that emphasis on defense and being able to go out there and focus on that defensive end, that knowing that to win games, we need to get stops and we need to play defense, and that ultimately leads to a great offense.
You and Connor have kind of emerged as the stoppers, as it were. Is that something you really focused on and wanted to do this year or last year?
Honestly, whatever coach needs and wants us to do, he kind of gives us a role, and you know, if that's our role for that game, is to be able to just go out, play defense, play as hard as you can, and then he'll get us a sub. I mean, that's what we're there for. I mean, Connor is amazing at it, and I'm just trying to do whatever coach wants me to do, and that's kind of the way it all rolls.
How do you assess the way you guys have improved defensively as the season has progressed?
I think we took to heart the whole thing of we're getting better every single day. And I think from the start and when we're in Hawaii to now, it's kind of changed how hard we really focus on defense. And at the end of the games, we really focus on being able to get stops, and that's how we're going to win games.
How has practice changed with Gavin back?
It's awesome to have him back. I mean, it's just having that extra part of the family back in, and you know, it kind of gives us all together again. You know, we kind of had missing pieces. You know, Yoli with his suspension and injury, and Gavin with his. You know, it's nice to have all that back, and that we're, you know, no one's hurt, no one's injured. We're all together, and it's like our family's back together.
What's the team's mentality going into these two road games?
It's to be able to play the best we can, to learn from the past game, to go in and ultimately get better, and to be able to go in defensive-minded and to be able to play as hard as we can, work on our defense to get better, as so when we go to the tournament and the WCC tournament and every game we play the rest of the season, that we're all defensive-minded.
Has you seen an uptick in points allowed in the last few minutes? Is there any concern in that regard, getting 70-plus points on a basis?
I mean, it's in our mind, but it's ultimately just being able to win games on the defensive end, being able to do that and to be able to get stops as much as we can.
The critical stops.
Exactly, yeah.
Is family still okay with the mustache, or are we still good?
Yeah, family's great. They'll be all right for a couple more months.
I feel like I ask you guys this every time you go out on the road, but when you're going into two places that you guys have historically struggled a little bit, in Gersten and the Slim Jim in San Diego, what is it about these places, kind of these WCC road trips, that makes them so tough and so tricky, I guess, just playing on the road?
It's just always different. You know, it's always a different game whenever you go out, especially when it's the back-to-back road games, when you're away, and it's kind of that road trip where you're at different places both times. You know, you kind of have a different vibe each time you go. You're expecting, you know, when you're here, you go to a road game and you come back, you kind of have that home court advantage, but you don't get that when you're out there. So you have to play a road game and then back to another road game. And so it's a little tough, but, you know, we just have to get our mind set that we're just going to focus on one thing and try to do that the best as possible.
Have you ever had a moment this year where you've drawn some really, really good road-home crowds, BYU fans traveling on the road or anything? Have you ever had a moment this year where you're like, this kind of feels like a home game a little bit?
I mean, it's kind of like it everywhere we go, to be honest. Like, everywhere we go, there's always amazing BYU fans, like, no matter what. Even in Hawaii, like, we had tons of fans. And, you know, Portland had a lot of BYU fans. I think we had more BYU fans than they had fans. But, I mean, that's just kind of always the way it is.
Even though he's a pretty elite shooter, he's standing behind you shooting lights out this season. What's made Jake such a good dead-eye shooter down there this season?
I mean, he just has that confidence, you know. He just knows that the next one's always in, and he shoots it every single time. And most importantly, he shoots his shots. And it's never rushed or anything. It's always his own shot, and he knows that that's what he's always done. And so it's been awesome.